This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX. In the morning.
It's a cloudy start this morning, 46 degrees, highs in the low 50s today, and looks like a pretty nice weekend ahead. You know, the Badgers take on number one Oregon Ducks Saturday night. It's a primetime game at Camp Randall, 6:30.
All these night games, what's going on?
Well, the Oregon Ducks are number one.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So that goes prime time.
All right.
TV, big coverage.
Wow.
Big coverage.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic right around my neighborhood. I'm going to get the hell out of town and watch it somewhere else.
Were you going to sleep over at my place again?
Well, no, no. It's right. Okay. Sleep in my car somewhere.
I know that's a better option.
Yes. You know, I've got that crazy dog running around that nobody could control. Why would I come over there?
The Kraken. Well, we're trying to train the Kraken.
Oh, good luck with that. That's never going to happen. 7 minutes past the hour. Our number is 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. You can call us there. You can text us there or get on the Civic Media app. So what do we got?
Appreciate all the reactions this morning, too.
Yeah.
One of our texts mentions Ayn Rand. I remember that Ayn Rand was what we didn't want to do in this country for so many years. And Paul Ryan was a big backer of Ayn Rand. Everybody that worked for him had to read an Ayn Rand book.
Isn't it Ayn Rand?
No.
Ayn Rand.
Yeah, Ayn Rand. Yep.
Am I thinking of something else?
No, it's Ayn. Ayn. And you know, everybody was worried that, you know, people would adopt that philosophy and the country would just roll off the edge of the earth. But now we have something else.
You know, we have something else instead
kind of animal creature that all of a sudden just appeared out of nowhere and is definitely going to destroy everything. And that's part of our big story.
Okay.
Big story today.
Big story.
It is. This is crazy. You know, we have seen the followers, the mega followers, the cultists. We call them cultists because they follow so adamantly. They're just worshiping Trump, saying that God sent him to earth to do this to us.
Okay.
I think it was the devil, but you know, you see what you see.
Okay. I was going to say, this is like in the Old Testament when in Egypt they released the plagues upon the kingdom of Egypt.
Yes, exactly. That's right. That's right. So everybody is kind of bending a knee now to Trump, and we're seeing it with representatives and senators, and it just seems like it's gone overboard. Mm. You know, these guys can't be that dedicated to the president. You know, they at least should have some independence. They represent certain people in certain states. They can't sit there and just say, well, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to do what President Trump says. Well, you would be wrong if you thought that.
Really?
Yes. Let's play cut 97. And this is two individuals, Representative Troy Nels and Tommy Tuberville. All right.
There's no question he's the leader of our party. So now he's got a mission statement, his mission, and his goals and objectives, whatever that is, we need to embrace it. All of it. Every single word. If Donald Trump says jump 3 feet high and scratch your head, we all jump 3 feet high and scratch our heads. That's it.
President Trump was elected by an enormous vote, and he deserves the team around him that he wants. It's not us to determine that. We've got 53 votes in the Senate. We can confirm with 51. I've already seen where a couple of them says, I'm not voting for him. Wait a minute. You are not the United States of America. You have one vote in the U.S. Senate. You did not get elected president. Vote with President Trump. This is the last chance we're going to have of saving this country. And if you want to get in the way, fine. but we're going to try to get you out of the Senate, too, if you try to do that.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, well
that sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
You can't vote present, huh? Don't vote present. You got to.
Just hearing somebody say that, get in line. Just impossible to believe.
It's chilling.
Impossible. Mm-hmm. All right. So I mentioned earlier that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian agent, right? Yeah. And this is it's true.
For some reason,
yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this is in a resurfaced clip from March of 2022, a Russian state TV host referred to Tulsi Gabbard, President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence.
Yeah.
Remember all the cables being cut from country to country to country to the U.S.? You don't want to be a part of this?
Nope.
Anyway, you described her as our girlfriend, Tulsi.
That's how Russian TV
was. That's how they were describing it on this show.
Our girlfriend.
And is she some sort of Russian agent? A panelist asked. To which the host, Vladimir Solovyov, responded.
Oh, that guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, yes, she is a Russian agent.
Oh.
Our girlfriend, Tulsi. It sounds like a TV show, doesn't it?
I'm just flashing back to Get Smart.
And, oh, yeah. You
know, what did they call the Russians back then? And Get Smart? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
The Reds or something?
No, it wasn't KGB. It was something, you know, it was a fictional name for the Russians.
Days after Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022, she released a video imploring the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine to accept that Ukraine will be a neutral country without it joining military alliances like NATO. So that was the whole thing. The premise was that they didn't want Ukraine to be a part of NATO. Mm-hmm. And so that was just part of it. And then, of course, Vladimir said, hey, you know what? I think maybe we should just take over the country and make sure. We don't need an agreement.
Right, no. Take them over.
Yeah. In March, Gabbard further propagated Russia's assertion that there were 25-plus U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine, which both Ukraine and the U.S. denied. Of course, these labs were just labs that the U.S. helped Ukraine support because they also need, you know, a healthcare organization that creates vaccines and all that kind of stuff. So that's all it was. They weren't bio labs that, you know, were formed to create a bio weapon. Mm. So anyway, that's what we're getting. For the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, as a Russian agent, our girlfriend Tulsi.
By the way,
kind of catchy, you know?
Somebody chimed in. Chaos was the name of the Russian intelligence agency in Get Smart. Let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us today?
That would have been chaos.
Yes.
Chaos. And then I wish personally, with all these appointees, they'd go under that cloak of silence that they do it there so we don't have to hear about
the
it.
The cone of silence? Yeah.
Boy, I wish we had that. Do we have that?
Yeah, I wish we did.
Yeah.
Real quickly, though, for him to ask people to jump 3 feet high, they all better hope not, because there's not many guys in the NBA that got 36 inches.
That's true.
There's not going to be many people left, guys.
Well, that's true.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
All right.
Dick, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff. All right. Now, you know, when Trump takes over, you know, peace will flourish in the world. And prices will be cut in half for food and gasoline.
Can't wait. That sounds good.
I think that's fantastic.
I'd sign up for that.
And healthcare costs will also plummet.
That's going to be the way it is.
Yeah.
Does the fine print say that if you cut the price in half, you also get half as much?
Well, no, that's a good point.
Got to read the fine print.
That's a very good point. But here we have the cartels in Mexico. They have ordered that people can shoot at border agents.
What?
Yes. So that is another big thing that is on the radar. So we'll see what happens as we crack down on the border. Will the cartels be in opposition to any kind of crackdown on the border? Because, of course, that kind of wrecks their business.
Yeah.
So they need to at least keep it open. So what they're going to do now is they're going to open fire on border agents. And it's happening already. And we'll see, I guess when Trump takes over, you know, this end.
Peace seems will, like he's already taken flourish. Over. It seems,
he took over like just 4 years ago. Yeah. Now he's just, you know, be inserted as our president.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how Mexico is responding to the election of Trump, because Mexico is not a third world country like a lot of people think it is.
Right.
Mexico is a pretty normal country. It's not like the U.S. exactly, but I wonder how if they've got gangs just openly shooting at law enforcement officers of the United States, how that's going to go over within their country.
Well, they've been doing it in their own country.
Yeah, it's pretty corrupt. I was going to say they're shooting at their own agents.
Boy.
Is the president down there a female?
A woman, yes.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
nothing's happened to her, right?
Not yet, okay, but, right. You know, it's early.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
Well,
I thought maybe something had happened, but I wasn't sure anyway. We were talking about how healthcare is at risk here now that RFK Jr. is in charge of health and human services.
Yeah.
He'll be out there undermining public health. But we've had this for a long period of time since Obamacare began. Republicans did not like Obamacare, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and all of the benefits that people could actually get from that, and that is, pre-existing conditions, were accepted within that. And it's based on the actual model of insurance, because insurance is based on putting a lot of people together, sharing the costs, and those people who cost more to take care of are just in this big pot of the money, and it brings the cost down for everybody so they can afford health care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just 1 minute here?
Yeah, just a minute.
Yeah, so it just so happens that a friend of a former U.S. representative who voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act are now raising funds to pay for his medical bills after he fell off a horse and is paralyzed from the chest down. He now has a GoFundMe page and has raised over $130,000, but this guy opposed the Affordable Care Act.
Michael Grimm.
Yeah, I have consistently opposed the health care law because of its economy-crushing taxes and steep price tag. Well, how's it going now?
Yeah, exactly. 7:18, John and Gordy in the morning will continue. We got to get into The Onion taking over InfoWars.
Yes.
That story coming up.
All right.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Morning Show.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. It is chilly this morning, 46 degrees, highs in the low 50s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can call us or text us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK or just text us on the Civic Media app.
We have a response, but we'll get to all the responses that we have here in just a few moments. First, we have to find out what's going on in the weather. Because, things can happen, and instantly, things change.
Good morning, Brittany.
I know. Look, you know what? You traumatized me yesterday when you said we're going to have snow like Wednesday and for the rest of the week. Get out of here, you know?
That's fine. Next week.
I know. It's just freaking me out.
Let's go day by day. It's not bad this morning.
Well, you know what? I've got good news for you, John, okay? Here's what's happening next week. Right. It looks like the system wants to lift further north, which means warmer temperatures for you, which means less snow, more rain.
Oh, good.
You got your wish. Got your wish.
Excellent.
Wow. What if we end up with slushy snow? I don't want that.
Well,
That's what's gonna happen.
But I think, you know, the solution to that might be what I talked about yesterday is a battery-operated shovel.
Here we go again.
The snow blowers are huge, and they take a lot of snow in, but if it's wet, then it just freezes up in the expeller. So what you need to do is have just a little snow shovel.
It's an expeller.
He's got words.
Huh?
He's got part words. So smart.
I'm not making up words. It's part of a snow blower. Yeah?
Expeller's who you had to go see when you got kicked out of art school, right?
That's it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Brittany,
that was his job.
Tell us what to expect
all right,
for today.
Anyway, it's going to be real wet and all that kind of stuff. And okay, I'll live with that.
Oh, gosh. Well, today, you know, more clouds than sun, I think. There's a high pressure system that wants to try to clear these clouds, but this next system that's moving through this weekend on Saturday night just wants to keep these clouds with us. So I'd say pretty cloudy today, low 50s, patchy fog overnight. We get pretty breezy tomorrow. And of course, rain rolling in by the evening.
Yeah.
That'll kick on out of here by Sunday morning. We'll see more clouds and sun again, unfortunately, but upper 50s, so near 60 on Sunday.
Unbelievable.
All ahead of that mess next week.
But for the Badgers game against Oregon Saturday night, looks like just mid to upper 40s and no
mid
rain?
To upper 40s. It looks like rain now. This system
really?
Wants
so
to
it's
push
moving
rain
to,
in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So it might be rained out.
Rained out.
I know.
All right.
But you know what
it
if they did
snowing,
that?
It should be snowing, but
yeah,
no.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I have to tell you guys, since we always do interplanetary weather, I have to throw this in there. The last supermoon of the year, there was four of them. This is the last one tonight, so check it out, because we're not going to see another one until next October, so it's going to look bigger and brighter and all that jazz. There's also a meteor shower peaking on Saturday night, and you can also see Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn in the sky on Saturday night.
Wow.
Is that the Perseid meteor showers?
It's the one with the L. I can't really say it.
The L. Okay.
The L meteors. So there's two of them going on at the same time. One is winding down early December. Okay. This one's peaking on Saturday, the one with the L.
Okay.
All right. Well, that sounds like a visual wonderland.
It will be.
Do you have travel plans this weekend, Brittany?
Where are you going?
Yeah,
what's your big plan? What to explore?
I got myself into a mess. Yeah. It's funny that you ask that. So I just, you know, last week took time off. I'm like, all right, I'm going to take a few days off. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll be gone. But here's where I'm going. Florida. Guess what else is going
to
Florida. Oh, another hurricane.
Yes. And then the same time that my flight is supposed to come back, guess what's happening in Minneapolis where I'm flying back into? Snowstorm.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I'll call you guys from somewhere, wherever.
All right.
You know how to live dangerously.
Okay.
Oh, this time it was chasing me. I wasn't chasing it.
That's right.
All right, Brittany.
All right.
Well, safe travels, and we'll talk to you sometime next week.
All right.
Sounds good.
See you later.
Have a good one.
All right, you
Brittany
too.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. Hey, look who's here.
Yeah, it's Catherine in the studio this morning. She wants to talk about driving. We've talked about driving earlier this morning. Yeah.
And this week. I heard, did I dream it? Or, John, did you say, I don't like driving behind people in hybrids because they're always taking their foot off the gas to go to electric and going so slow?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, that's me. You're talking about me.
Oh, no!
I am absolutely that person.
God.
I love not paying for gas.
Yeah.
So I try and wear down that battery as much as I can. It's like a little game I play, so that's me. Yesterday, I cut somebody off, and I was so mad. He cut me off, and I was so mad at him. I was chasing with the fingers, and just it was.
Wow.
I was the worst person.
Yeah.
I was so mad. Just you're supposed to just forgive. Just okay, you wanted it more. Okay, fine. I won't cut him in. I was trying to get in because of the construction in a lane, right? So let me in. I mean, we all have to merge here. He wouldn't let me merge. So mad, right?
Yeah.
Today, I went to a right lane that didn't exist and then came back in front of a guy.
Yeah.
And I just made a mistake. I don't want to be that person who does the urban slide to get in front of you. So then I was trying to do the wave. I'm sorry. That was me. My fault. so sorry, I'm an idiot, pointing at myself. And she came up next to me at the next light, like, you idiot. I'm like, I'm trying to tell you. I know it was my fault.
See.
Yeah,
at
the next light,
that.
I'm trying to apologize. I want a flag to go, it was mine, my fault. Yeah. I want an apology flag for the outside the car.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. See, we should have something like that built into the vehicles
now. This is
mine.
This was me. Yeah. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
So apologize to the maroon car.
What kind of car do you have?
I have a Kia. Oh. A little Kia Niro. No, yeah, Niro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice and everything, but get out of the way.
There you go. I mean, you shouldn't try to wave to apologize because people do take that the wrong way.
I know. Yes. She thought I was saying you.
Right.
Yeah. And I kept trying mouthing, it's my fault. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I had the same experience.
Did you?
I tried to apologize, just saying, like big shrug, I'm sorry about that.
There's no way to make it look that way.
And they don't care.
they
really don't care at all. It's road warrior out there. That's what I think. And that's why I go as fast as I can.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to run people off the road.
On University Avenue, that shouldn't be the Autobahn.
Oh, it's wide open now. Now that it's paved and all ready to go.
That's an excellent point.
It is.
All the barricades are gone. And
it's smooth.
It's smooth.
Yes.
You feel like you could go as fast as ever, and you want to be free this time because there are no barricades. Oh, come on. Agree with me.
729 coming back with Rocker and a Max Inc. preview.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I wanna rock!
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Won't you love me like a rock?
Rock you like a hurricane.
Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
Ninety-2.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
It's time to rock out.
Yeah.
Rockers in the studio. Good morning, Rocker.
What's going on, guys?
Well, we love the rock
Friday.
And roll. Yeah.
Happy Friday. I was driving in, and I heard you guys talking about Ayn Rand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, and some of her writings. And by the way, I don't know any photo I've ever seen of her. She just did not look like a very happy individual.
Yeah.
But she did write a lot of books. And Neil Peart from Rush was a reader of her books.
Really?
And he actually wrote a whole album based on the writings of Ayn Rand.
Oh, my
right?
God.
2112.
Oh.
2112 is all about Ayn Rand, right? And so what happens during that story? Priests and computers take control of the life of all citizens and get rid of all kinds of art and music and stuff. And then a guy discovers a guitar, right, underneath a waterfall.
Yeah,
and
that's
he
right.
says, and he brings it to the priest and says, how awesome is this? Yeah. And they're like, no, we already been there.
Wow.
We've been there, man. We know what that road is, and the computers are controlling us just fine. We don't need you or your music. And the last words on that song, right, on the record are, we have assumed control.
There you
go. We have assumed control.
Okay.
We have assumed control.
Okay,
so that's all
now.
You really need to sort of know almost about Ayn Rand, right?
Neil Peart, just for a second.
Sam, just isolate that part of the song if you can sometime.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
That'd be a good thing. Neil Peart, what an amazing drummer. I can't think of anybody that was really technically better than him in that genre.
Yeah, well, that I guess is arguable, but you know, he wasn't the professor for no reason at all.
Yeah, he was
and
amazing.
He was a great reader, and he was a great lyricist. Mm-hmm. I mean, he, you know, people kind of don't realize that he wrote all the lyrics for Rush.
Yeah.
And they were pretty poignant at times and pretty made you think about a lot of things.
I think he was on the Letterman show for like five nights one week. They had him every night, and they had him do a different song. It was weird. Anyway, all right, move on with your thing.
The only thing that bothered me about Rush.
What?
The lead singer.
Geddy Lee? Course, right? Not a Geddy Lee fan.
That voice just drove me nuts.
I'm going to make sure to play a song from Rush.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. We love Rush.
Please, whatever you do.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, Max Inc?
Max Inc Radio this weekend, Saturday night, 6 to midnight. Stanley Kipper, we're going to be talking to him. He's from the New Primitives, just a legendary drummer up in the Minneapolis area with some new music. Queen of Dreams, they're a band out of Baraboo, some metalers. We're going to be talking to Queen of Dreams and hearing new music. And live in the lair this week is Bing Bong, 9 to 10 p.m.
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. And the Indy 45 show and Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts. And Bing Bong, they're an award-winning band formed in 2012 by guitarist and singer and songwriter Pam Barrett. She's also the owner of the Harmony Bar on Atwood. And it also features Danny Hicks on guitar, Brian Bentley, who just played here in the lair last week with Dogtown Hollow, and Julie Killen on bass. And Bing Bong is live tomorrow night. Like I said, you can hear him right here in the studio. And they'll also be Thursday, November 21st, 7 p.m. at the Burr Oak on Winnebago with a new Madison band, the Also Rans and Sons of Janus. They're from Rockford. So I have another little clip from their brand new album, Hip Eponymous. This is Bing Bong with Control.
Looks like you've gotten jaded. Not like you was before. You turn to me and say you better stop. You know you're out of control.
Boy, she's got a lot of edge, you know.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Great.
That's, you know, it's a very different band. I think they're very unique. I don't think that there's a lot of bands that really have, like, their sound.
Mm-hmm.
They're really kind of got a niche there, I think.
Yeah.
Well, if I say that she is a fantastic singer, you think I can get a drink?
Yeah.
Free drink.
Why not? Or at least a walnut burger, right?
Yeah. At least that. Hey, yeah, I got a quite... Do you go there? I mean, did they still have, like, Cajun Night there? You know, a long time ago, they used to have Cajun Night.
I don't know what their current menu is, but I believe that they kept the walnut burger, which was pretty popular. Yeah. And I know what you mean about the Cajun Night. It was really good.
It was.
The Harmony Bar was always a great place to go.
The place to go, right?
Yes.
East Side. You know what? I have one for you, John. Mm-hmm. It's the ukulele lunch hour. It isn't exactly banjos, all right? But it's Muso Madison. It's a venue over on the east side every fourth Friday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. at Muso, which is on Winnebago Street. They are going to have ukulele. So kick off the weekend early with ukulele songs. Open to all levels and listeners. Feel free to bring a sack lunch.
So do they have like a 12-string ukulele?
Probably. Right. You know, Muso... I was actually wondering where that name came from, because it's that new kind of like hall club that's over a music venue over on Winnebago. And the noun is a music nerd or a music geek. And the adjective is without equal or unmatched.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah, so you can find more at musomadison.com. That's MUSOMadison.com.
All right.
And supporting those acoustic musicians out there.
Those Don Ho wannabes.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, you know what, guys?
Today, well, I don't think that'll help.
Don Ho.
I can't think. I mean, I hate to say it, but I can't think of any other ukulele player that comes to mind as like, that's the guy or that's the girl.
Well, you know, who's the guy that did Over the Rainbow?
Oh,
I know who you're talking about. I forget his name.
Look him up. Look it up.
Oh, well, guess what, guys? It's my birthday today. November 5th.
Keeping it a secret.
Happy birthday.
So I'm having a good day. But you know what? There is a birthday celebration tonight. Oh. It is the Scorpio birthday celebration. It's by the Funky JBs. That's tonight, 8 p.m. it starts. It's on the at the Red Rooster over on Seaforth Road. Now, the Funky JBs, you might remember, an ensemble based in Madison and led by award-winning drummer and friend of the show, Joey B. Banks.
Yes.
The band performs jazz, funk, soul, pop, R&B from the 70s to present, and, of course, the music of Clyde Stubblefield.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so tonight, they're celebrating all birthdays of November, Scorpio, at the Red Rooster. And so I brought in, I found an old CD, popped it in, and burned some songs here so we could play today. This is from a CD called The Funk Masters. It was in 2004. It features Clyde Stubblefield and J-Bo Starks, of course, the two drummers from the band they were in. And mixed with it, this is mixed by Leo Sidran, son of jazz legend Ben Sidran. It's mastered by Ben Sidran, produced by Clyde and J-Bo, and recorded by Mark Haynes at Smart Studios. It's crazy, right? Jimmy Vaguely is on organ, Tony Brown's on guitar, Paul Doherty on sax. So this is really fun. This is a song I brought in from the Funk Masters from 2004. This is Find the Groove.
Find the groove!
That is sweet stuff.
Great.
I love funk music. Is probably one of my favorite genres. I love it.
So danceable too.
I mean, you know, in the old days, disco came out and people were really into it. You know, it just caught fire, of course. But then on the alternate side of town, they had the funk bars, and people really danced. I mean, in a much better personal way. And it was just fun. You know, funk is just great.
Yeah.
And that is a great tune, by the way.
And James Brown, he was kind of there, the godfather,
yes,
right?
Sure.
And J-Bo and Clyde were, you know, playing with him. And, of course, you know, those guys never really got some of the accolades or some of the money.
Right.
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 And so the Funk Masters was back in the day when Clyde was kind of, that's where his song, The Party's in the Kitchen, which is really like his only song, but he put it on a record so he could start to make money. They could start to make money off some of their own recordings. So they had to actually do this stuff. So that was one of the albums that kind of came out of that time period.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Young Frankenstein, the musical. We talked about SpongeBob last week. Well, this week it's Diane Ballweg Theater and Edgewood High School tonight. November 15th at 7:30 is the musical adaptation to the 1974 comedy horror by director Mel Brooks. You know, they had Gene Wilder, Madeline Kahn, Marty Feldman. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a Grammy Award-winning musical piece that they're going to be doing tonight. So check that out.
That sounds like
you
fun.
You know, I've got an idea here. Maybe we should have a John and Gordy bus that goes to these high school plays when they have productions like this. And go see them, you know, and review them the next day.
It would be fun. That'd be great.
This
bus?
Is crazy stuff. Yeah, the crazy bus.
A party bus.
Party bus.
Wouldn't that be fantastic to see all these great high school plays?
And especially
musicals, to see what they do.
Yes.
The imagination, how they produce these things.
Yeah.
I don't know, just fascinated by that.
Well, this week is the musical for the SpongeBob, which Paige Kleber is going to have a part in. She's going to be here in the lair on November 23rd. So we're excited to have her, 11 years old.
Hmm.
Last week, guys, I told you about Gentle Brontosaurus, and at the show is another band called Line. Now, Line is a brand new band that features vocalist Maddie Batsley, along with drummer Emily Mills from Little Red Wolf, bassist Austin Lynch, and keys and vocalist Esther Kuhn, and banjo guitarist Charlie Coachella. And so I thought, you know, we're going to go in this like theme. We got some banjo today.
Yeah. Ready for this?
Yeah. This is the debut.
Are you all set?
The debut EP release of their new album, The Making Room. They're going to be playing Saturday, November 16th at the Harmony Bar. It's Line and Gentle Brontosaurus. This is a new song from Line. This is called No Clarity, and it features banjo.
All right.
There'll be no clarity, my love, until this storm's on the ocean. 10,000 miles of bears, bears, bears down. There'll be no clarity, my love, until this scar's in the open. 10,000 miles of bear, bear, bear.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Banjo?
You like that name?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Nice little tune there.
Yeah.
Line, they'll be at the Harmony Saturday night. Drink and draw. I know you guys don't like to drink and drive, but maybe you can drink and draw. Saturday, November 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art on State Street. That's the Momoka in the rooftop lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this? It's after the museum closes. Mm-hmm. It's an evening of figure drawing.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Grab a pencil and a drink, and Jane Foss, the senior adjunct instructor at Edgewood College, will guide you as you sip and sketch the two body-inclusive nude models.
Wow.
In a variety of poses, and no drawing experience is required.
This sounds crazy, okay?
The event is for adults 21 years and older, and you have to bring your own drawing supplies, or they have some stuff that'll be there.
Bring some crayons.
You know, sip some wine. They include one drink in the price. And you can find more at mmoca.org.
Coming back with Rocker on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay,
no,
he
is good.
He's good.
Is music. That's right. Like, because my brother and I.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy, along with Rocker. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com.
That was the sound of Rush.
Yeah.
good Pretty dog. Decent singing, eh?
And the brothers.
Yeah.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Oh, Bob and Doug McKenzie. They were awesome.
Great stuff.
Hey, guys. Last week, we had Kelsey Miles talking to Terry Barr on the radio, on Max Inc. Radio, and she wrote an article about that, and we have the interview up on the website at Civic Media. But let me tell you about it. We often talk about the way music has a healing power, and on Veterans Day, we took a look into the growing number of art programs centered around helping military members, and some veterans learn to play guitar, and others write about their experience in one of these programs in Wisconsin. It's called Warrior Songs, and Terry spoke with our friend Kelsey Miles, who recently moved down to Kansas City, to learn more about it. And this is a clip of a song Kelsey played during the interview. Of course, you can hear the full interview. Go to Civic Media website and see top episodes, or surf shows to Max Inc. Radio and find Warrior Songs by Kelsey Miles. And this was just a song she played live for us while during the interview. This is called Warrior Song.
All right.
Mass sacrificing, Lord. All in my grin began to fade, and I tried to explain that no, it wasn't my husband. And the man's grin grew larger as he guessed it was my brother, or my uncle, or my father. Well, patience came over me, and I told him it was me, and I was proud to say I served my country. Began to fade, and he looked the other way, confused by the truth of my story. Well, he ain't seen a soldier.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
She found when talking to the soldiers that, you know, a large amount of them were women that, like, you know, mm-hmm. that were, like, felt like this. So she wrote a song about it. It's really cool. You can go to the Civic Media website and hear the whole interview. Really, really good.
All right. We had to make a correction here, too. We were talking about Young Frankenstein being a high school play. It's not. It's actually Edgewood College.
Edgewood College.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Just
instead
next
of Edgewood
door.
High School.
Yeah, right next door.
Google is never more than 100 yards,
yep.
right, accuracy.
One way or another.
On the other side of the football field.
There you go.
Flannel Fest is coming up. Benefit to keep Wisconsin warm and cool fund. They've already raised $137,000 over 10 years. It's their 10-year anniversary. Saturday, November 16th, Barrymore Theater, mm-hmm. Beth Killey Band, The Mascot Theory, Blitz and Trapper, and Old 97s. You can find more at flannelfest.com. I thought I'd bring in a song from the Beth Keeley Band. Of course, she's in Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, mm-hmm. Girls Rock Camp, award-winning, right? Americana rock music. Let's hear one of her songs. This is a throwback from 2012. This is the Beth Keeley Band, I've Been Accused.
I've been accused of driving way too fast. I've been accused of standing too close to a man who wasn't mine. Well, it's been said that I am unstable, relentless, crazy, and unable to back down in a fight. Well, they might be right.
Like another banjo tune.
Yes. Yeah, and really good, and a great person. Sounds like a nice person.
Yeah, Beth Killey's amazing.
She's, we interviewed her back on her 50th birthday, if you remember,
that's
right here on this show.
Oh. That's right. And she's done that the rock camp for a long time, like 12
Girls
years.
Girls rock camp, yes. Ladies rock camp. You know, she's been the leader of the Mama Award show.
Mm-hmm.
She does
chocolate
a
and
little
bottle
bit
rockets.
Of, and she's
amazing.
A mom.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I like her more now that I know how she drives.
Yeah. Okay. She likes to drive fast. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball.
Okay.
They are hosting the 7th annual Outlaw Night at the High Noon Saloon on December 7th. Greg Hall, he's based out of La Crosse, and he's releasing his new album, Exit 222, on that night, December 7th. It'll be outlaw country, rock, Americana. And his new album is recorded with legendary producer Johnny Garcia, known for work with Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks. This song is called 99 off his new album, Exit 222. This is Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball.
We had every backwoods country road outside the county line. She held me tight. Give me some more long. Let me see your wild side.
Wild side.
Let me see you out of control. Doing 99 down an older road. Hitting every turn with a heavy load. Shooting up signs of my old 45.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds good, man. I like that.
Rocker, always good to see you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Max Inc. Weekend.
Oh, you know what? And I'd like to say that the bands appreciate you guys doing this, too.
Oh, well,
great.
Well, we appreciate you bringing their music into us.
We love hearing it.
Appreciate it. All right. Monday, we will welcome in former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin into the show. John, have a good weekend, huh?
Yeah, I'll try to have a good weekend.
Sam,
but,
you too.
You know. Never really works out that
way. No, it doesn't. Stephanie Miller is next right here, 92.7 WMDX. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Talk to you Monday.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.